This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 19. Satisfied. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 9. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. I can remember the best meal I ever ate. My wife and I went out for a nice dinner to a fine restaurant with close friends. Steak melted like butter in my mouth. We laughed and talked about life and ministry and whatever else came to mind. We enjoyed everything about that evening so much. The food, the company, the setting, the emotions. I remember leaving the meal totally satisfied, not just because I had enjoyed an incredible steak, but also because everything about that night was amazing. I was full. I had amazing companions. I knew I was in the right place in my life. I felt blessed by God. Jesus looked out over the crowd he had been teaching all day and knew that they were hungry. They were hungry for physical food, but I think they were even more hungry for purpose and meaning. So Jesus fed them completely. He stretched a few loaves and fish far enough to feed a massive crowd. But even more, he satisfied their need for the sustaining bread of life that comes only through him. The only food that sustains our faith forever is the food that Jesus gives, the fullness of life that comes through his presence and mission and word in our life. If we try to fill up on anything else, we'll be hungry again. But if we fill ourselves with the bread that comes from God, we will be satisfied. Pray with me. Father, feed us with the bread of life that comes from your Son, so that we will always be satisfied. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.